Purchased one time.
Could you hurt a person?
Yes, sir.
You could hurt a person. That's what I say. I'm not saying it's dangerous. I never knew it ever been in any trouble or anything. Of course, I don't know what's wrong with the boy. He graduated from high school, didn't he?
I think he did.
Yeah. He couldn't carry on a business, would you say?
He's in partnership with his
mother. I know, with his mother. Well, did you know that one time that was the biggest nursery in West Virginia? Huh. When Willard, her husband's grandpa, I remember when Willard, that was her husband. I remember when his grandfather owned that. The hell, they had that whole hall in nursery stock. And there was three boys, Willard's dad and two other brothers, came with the old man. And hell, they done. Well, they had some, I don't know what you'd call it, patent rights on some different kinds of fruit and stuff that they had come up with. And it was a big operation one time. But boy, did that fall off the floor. Anyway, of course, when long, and then the other two brothers finally got out of it, and then Willard's dad and him run it. And then, of course, when Willard's dad died, it just went to pot. There wasn't no shelter, Willard. He's a good guy, but hell, he didn't. In fact, the matter, I reckon that the family damn near went hungry. They gave him a job of soil conservation, and he worked on that to more or less support the family. For the nursery, it just went old. I don't think he had much business. Always sold a little shrubbery and stuff like that. I think that was just a... Well, what's Barbara going to do?
I don't know.
Where's she at?
She's at her daddy's house. She lost her pension.
You mean the government taking it away from her? Well, she can't do that. Couldn't do that. He was a veteran. He was in World War II.
Yeah, but you see, she, after they condemned her place and gave her the money, what was she going to do? Turn the money down?
Well, she claimed she didn't know that she had the money.
Well, I don't know. What her lawyer, she had a lawyer.
Gerald Brooks, but according to the news, he invested that money. Uh-huh. I don't know where he invested her name or his. I don't know.
I don't know that either.
I don't know.
I'm going to go talk to him.
When they went up there, she didn't even know if she'd ever got any money, according to what the reports I heard, because I don't know if I heard the right one. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't, but
even if she did?
Yeah, if she did, still that didn't give no excuse, but they ought to have tried to work that out. They looked to me like it had been something. It would have been fair if they would have contacted her lawyer and told her that she was going to have to move, and they didn't want to cause her in for him to go talk to her. See if she would be willing to move, and then if they didn't, they were going to have to take further steps. When you said, I don't know whether they did or not, I don't know.
Well, Francine said if they'd called her and some of the neighbor women, they could have went down there and maybe smoothed it out a little bit, and maybe got her to go peaceable.
Well, she said that she quoted different times that the Lord told her to stay there. Maybe he told you that.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, shit, now you know better than that.
Well, no, I don't know what the Lord told her.
No, I'm speaking out of turn, maybe, but...
I don't know what the Lord told her.
No, we don't. I don't know what Aubrey West told me, either, do I? Those are the things you don't know what, she realized what we were up against, all of us. They always have said people out in Ireland were not in that manner. Maybe, I don't know, whether they ever did in any other places or not. They've been banned from Bill before. But you do hear on national TV news every once in a while where they went and mistreat people over, like those Indians in the Indian reservation, taking the rights and stuff away from them. I know that because that was just news media, but you don't really know what happened, but that don't sound right to me. What's yours is yours. That's the way I figured that. What's mine, mine. And I don't think that you should. Well, I don't know nothing about prayers, but before they condemn anything, I think they ought to be able to have to prove it to the general public. It's really essential. And to my knowledge, and they need them to have it proved it was essential. What's you? Now, what good will this thing do? What good is something damn done? You name one thing it's done. It all drinks and maybe help a little bit of flood control. Help, I mean, just a little bit, but, or Somerville either one. But hell, it lived for hundreds and hundreds of years before that. And for as long as I can remember, and that's several years, I don't remember anyone west ever getting drowned from flood. And they built this damn little old thing over here that the power company built. It's already, as I can recall, there's been about three or four lives lost in that damn thing. People drowned. Well, I suppose suddenly there's been people drowned in that many. That's losing life. There'll be people drowning this thing when it's down. Don't you say? Sure there will be.
Yeah,
there will. And that's losing life. That's costly. One life, it could be prevented, is worth more than the whole damn project. Wouldn't you say?
I would say so. Has anybody died in this community as a result of this project?
You mean in here, from the result of it? Well, how you go prove it to them? Jack Langer's wife, I'd say that was a big factor in her death.
How so?
Worrying over taking their place. Did you talk to Jack?
Not yet.
Well, of course they've taken his. And, I would say that was one of the factors. Because how you gonna prove it? She died of a heart attack. Well, Bill Jewell, he died of a heart attack. Who knows, worry is one of the big factors in heart condition, isn't it? And worry caused a lot of different ailments. Did you know that? I'm no doctor, but it caused a lot of ailments. Don't you say?
I'd say it does.
It'll cause sugar, do you know that? Worry.
Cause cancer.
Yeah. When your body gets to where it can't resist anything, by then when those things take a hold. But now, how you can't prove it, Cardan death. Down here was another woman died, Daryl Sennett's wife. She was a considerably young woman, I'd say, in her late 30s, maybe early 40s.
Did she grieve over the dam?
Yeah, she was. They said, I don't know, she's a big fat woman. Said she just was crazy over it. She died, I think she died of a heart attack, I think. But those things, how the hell you go prove it? You can't prove stuff like that. No way. And they can't prove it didn't cause it either, could they? So it's pro or con either way you want to call it. What poor Auburn, now there's a guy 80 years old, and he's not able to help himself, and they're going to kick him out.
You said they wasn't going to take him out with no chains.
Well, you don't know. Suppose they come in there and overpower him, they wouldn't.
Well, he said they'd have to be dragging him.
Well, sure they'd have to be dragging him. Well, I reckon that boy at Barber's over there giving Rushmore a tussle, didn't he? Somebody said he knocked the hell out of one guy. They had him down on the floor. Two of them had him down on the floor, I reckon, and handcuffed him.
I wouldn't think that boy could hit anybody very hard.
Well, you never know. When a person gets mad, you got a lot more strength than you have on you. No, are you scared? Do you know that? You take you if you were real scared and someone liked the pedal, you would lift her twice as much as you can right now. Did you know that? And then I recall my dad just down the road here, they were digging their winter coal. They didn't have a coal mine. His brother and brother-in-law was digging coal, and my dad would haul the horse out before I was born. Way. And he went back in just a little scuttle hole right back in the hill a short ways. And he went back in there when he went back after another road. For some reason they didn't see him or something. And they told him to set a prop on it and had some props. And he did. And he set the prop before they told him to. And uncle was married. He was, they used to undermine coal with a pick. Maybe you've heard him tell about, of course they don't do that anymore by hand. And they'd put a couple shots up there and face the coal and had to give it room to give down. He was, well, the way my dad said, he's laying on his side on the floor, just reaching back under, oh, probably 2 feet or better back in under there, cutting it clear across the face of coal. And just now that, I suppose he hit a seam and went across there, and hell, that coal just dropped. Rolled right over and caught him right on the head. I heard my dad tell him at the time, it just sounded like a bumblebee where he'd stepped on the vine. And my dad and my uncle, and they were small men. They grabbed that lump of coal and left it off of it. The next day, they run it out, and there's over 2 tons of coal in it. They, of course, they didn't just pick it complete, but they rolled it off, picked it up, got him out from under. When he died, I can remember, I was a kid when he died. There's black here on his, where that coal cut his head. But they said, I've heard them both say, my dad and my uncle both said, boy, they couldn't have more lifted that hump of coal. They were scared. Of course, they were small fellows, but they were pretty stout men at that time. Built pretty well. They picked that lump of coal and they run it out the next day and there's over 50 bushel coal. That'd be 2 tons better.
Yeah, when you have to do something.
You
find a way to do it.
Yeah, I guess you do. I don't know. We've tried a way to whip this, but we didn't find it, did we? This band?
Not yet.
Not either. I'm not smart, but I know you're not. Can't. They've got it all. What the hell, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. Whereabouts in Elkins you live?
Up behind the courthouse there on Boundary Avenue.
Elkins has been built and you don't much about it, I don't.
Yeah, you have to stop up there and see me if you get over.
I guess I'm moving up next to Billington if all goes well.
You're gonna what?
Move up next to Billington. Or
are you?
Out of Billington. On 250. Bought a farm there. Well, I haven't got any money.
So when are you planning to move?
Well, I suppose to be out here by now. I'm staying on spring. If there's any way that they stole me, like a big barber can. I've got a silo there full of silage and my hay and my livestock here. I can move all right in the fall of the year. You just can't do it.
Have they told you to leave?
Well, they've given me a date. Well, the first date was the 15th of August. They're going to give me 60 days to hunt a place and get out of here. I told that woman, I said, hell, I can't do that. She said, I know you can. She a million. I said, I know you can. So they set it up till November the 1st. And I'm still here. So I don't know what they have. I've never got no money yet. It's under condemnation. I wouldn't take your damn offer. And I got the letter that stated that they would condemn it within I think it was the 5th of September, I thought. It said within 120 days, which he's kind of out on a limb in that situation. The other heir, there's three heirs in that, and the rest of them signed it, and he didn't. So I don't know how, I don't know what procedure to do that. Of course, you'll have to get to a court to get his part of it. I'd say, would you? I don't know. I'm no damn lawyer. You know, I've got a lawyer. Well, he's got this whole section here. Ashland, Jim Gray, Clarksburg. You ever hear of him? Stepton Johnson. Well, he had Jack Lingers and Ralph Sees. And they're all different ones he's had. Marion Benson's down here. And, but hell, that's expensive. They take a third of it. What they gain for you. So.
This here is a pretty good farm, isn't it? Right here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's all pretty good. My acreage it is. I expect I kept as much more stuff and not run anybody else down more units and parade than most anybody else, I expect. I don't know, about 30 head of dairy cows here, sheep, replacement heifers. When, because I'm still no job, I'm just saying as quit, I'm going to have to quit. I don't have no help. Get out of here, of course, won't be in the dairy situation over there. It'd just be a stock farm.
How long have you been in the dairy business?
Too damn long. 38 years. Started in it. That was a bad mistake. Oh, I enjoyed it. Not now, I don't, but when I first started, I made a little money. I don't know, no big amount, but kept my head above water. That's very good for a small operation. But when I came out of World War II, I came out in 1946, it was a bad mistake. I had two or three pretty good offers. And my dad and mother was getting old. They wanted me to take over the place. In fact, my dad just lived a year after I got back. My pop was a year. And they wanted me to take over the farm. It was all horse equipment he had, and it was all worn out. And
it was all what?
Horse equipment.
Horse drawn?
Yeah. And
how long had he farmed it?
Well, this third generation on this farm, my grandfather bought. It's over, been raising boys over 100 years. That's smart. And so, damn milk company, they kept running after. Of course, at that time, milk business was pretty good. They wanted to fix up to sell grade A milk. And grade A milk, about every other day, there'd be somebody from one company. And, well, at that time, there's Home Dairy in here from Buckhannon. Fairmont Food from Clarksburg, Medigold from Clarksburg, and Buck Weber's, he had a small setup here in Weston. Well, but he sold a lot of milk. He had about 13 producers, and he wanted milk, so I was dumb enough to go along with it. Here I am. Still trying to plug along. Yeah, I told milk haulers, which we've had dozens of milk, different milk haulers. Boy, it was on you now. I said, Bill, I told him here last summer we were talking. I said, Bill, if you'd, back 25 years ago, you come out west and up 19 to Walkersville, and then come across up here to Van Day to Aubrey's, because Aubrey sold there. He knew that. He was just there this couple, about 2 years ago. And there's one up above Band-Aid, Harley Branch, and down this creek. I said, how many dairies do you think it was? Oh, he said, probably 10. I said, shit, there was 22 different dairies.
Right in this community?
Just up 19 over here to Walkerville, across from 19 over to Band-Aid and down this creek. 22 different people for grade A milk. Now how many do you think they are?
I don't know.
There's just hands. There's two of us. That's an astronaut. That's it. So.
And the dam run the rest of them out?
Oh, I wouldn't say that it probably helped with it, but They was older people, and parts of several of them are dead now. Things like that entered into it. So, that all kind of, if you can look back over how prosperous this county was, in this damn area, there were several tons of milk over here every day, and beef cattle, and sheep, hogs. It was pretty thickly populated agriculture section. But now, as you can drive around, you can see it. It's about went to pot. And I suppose it will now, because when the government gets all control of all of it, you know what it'll be, and embracing Marlboro Roads. Well, the one thing about it, that person will know where, if they live a few more years, will know where the old homesteads went to, the damn government got, boy.
Yeah.
Pretty sad situation. But what the hell are you going to do? Nothing.
Why does government want to push the people off?
Why does the government do so many damn different things? Why did they do so many things? Why did the government take us off of everything? You can't even turn around without the government. If you run that business, I don't care what kind of business you run, they got to know about it. That isn't right. That's not free enterprise. Let you run suit yourself. Hell, a damn car company, they can't even build a car fit. They got to be told how to build it. They don't know how. You can't build a farm, a piece of farm equipment. You got to be told how to build it. The government, why do they know so damn much? Where'd they get their information from? You can't do nothing. You can't even build a house unless they tell you how to build it anymore, can you? No. Well, where did those people tell you? Where did they get their information from? It's the right thing or the wrong thing.
Oh, I had a terrible time trying to build an extension on my house. I'll tell you all about that sometime.
I suppose you just had that.
I had an awful time.
Yeah, you can't even... used to cook the cabbage in the house, have the toilet outside. Now they have the toilet inside and cook the cabbage outside, don't they? Well, I don't suppose legally you put up an outside toilet, do you?
I don't think so.
I don't suppose there's any way. That you had it hooked up to a septic system somewhere, field lines, and then that. You can't even put your septic system in that the health department tell you how to put it in, can you? I don't suppose. Anymore.
That's true.
You can't drill a well unless they tell you how. You can't even drill a well unless you get permitted water well anymore. Do you know that? That just happened recently. You gotta have a permit, because you have to pay for that damn permit. I tell you, you wonder, if I don't have no children or nothing, but you wonder, you look at little kids and you wonder what the hell is in store for. Do you ever stop thinking that?
Yeah, I've got four little children.
I'll bet you and your wife, many times, I'll
wonder.
Talk among yourself, wonder what in the hell is in store for. You know, they're going to have a rocky road someplace, aren't they?
Yeah.
Bound to in the other way. Maybe starvation. Look at those people over there in the foyers that now they're begging food for.
Ethiopia.
Some of them damn foreign country, due to drought and stuff. And you don't know, with the chemical and stuff that's used today, you don't know, maybe there won't be no vegetation on this sort of land today. Sometimes, did you know that? Acid rain, your crops will fail on that. I know the field man from Milk Incorporated, which we have to, and hard sell milk, it belonged to it. And he was telling me here just recently that on this fall, he was coming down from, he's got practically all the northern part of this state and over the edge of Maryland. And said he was coming down, I believe, 50 He lives over here next to Grafton, Aldous Grafton. One evening, it started raining because he carries different stuff with him to test water and sample and stuff like that. And had these little paper things where you test milk for acid and stuff. Said it was raining, he just went over on the street and got one of those little paper tabs, held out the window in the truck, and they furnished a load. And then he said, right, pick up a little load. And he said, he held out there, he got wet, and that somebody just turned purple in there. So you don't know, you, water you drink is contaminated right now. There's no pure water. And I've said this, and I'll tell you, if you knew what kind of air you were breathing, you'd shut your damn mouth and never open it up. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's the truth.
So, then I go on about cigarettes hurting people. Bullshit. Cigarettes won't half hurt people as bad as the damn air they're breathing, do you think?
Huh.
Old people, when I was a kid, I remember when a little fella growing up, a lot of old women, old ladies smoked a damn old clay pipe. You ever hear of a clay pipe? They used to have them at the store, they'd give them away.
Huh.
You'd get straight them and crooked them any kind you wanted. But they'd have them, I've seen them in a damn paper box, just twice as big as that case there yours for. And hell, they used to, I'd go up here at the store, they'd give me one. I'd ask for it, and the old storekeeper would give me a, of course they, hell, I don't suppose they, company probably put them out, they'd cost nothing. Just had a little bamboo stem in them. And it's made out of clay, molded, you know. Well, I've seen old ladies sit smoking damn thing for the hour. And my dad, he was in a family of eight, he was the only one to use tobacco. He smoked, but he didn't start till he was about 30 years old. And there was eight of them. And he'd burn up a damn pipe smoking. He'd burn the sides right out of them. And he lived an older age than every one of his brothers or sisters. That some of them outlived him, but not in age. So, how do you know that tobacco is harmful? Oh, and that first of all, get thinking about all these shit, he go crazy, don't he?
Yeah. But to be pushed off your place, that's a little different than acid rain.
Yeah, that's, I'm granted you that, but we're living under that condition. We're living under that kind of condition today. That's the form of government we have. And they want you all go vote. What the hell good to do to go vote? Stuck people carries on that way. What is your profession?
I work up there at the college.
Oh,
there,
you're a college professor.
Well, yeah, a little bit. And I play music.
Play music? What, string music?
Yeah, old time string music.
Well, why don't you get on, that's a racket, get on some of these TV shows.
No, I'm not good enough to do that.
Well, hell, a lot of them not good, but they get, it's the pull you get, did you know that? It's the pull you get.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's what counts in life anyway, isn't it? The uh-huh. pull you get.
Yeah.
It's not what you can do or what you know, it's the pull you get. Who you know. Now, probably you, if you were a close acquaintance with some of these stars, they could pull you in if they wanted to.
Well, no danger of that.
Well, I say they could.
Well, they could.
Sure. You know, some of those bands, a lot of those guys started with nothing.
I like this old time music. It's, I find, I take this thing, and I go back in the country and I find old people that sing these old songs and play fiddle tunes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah, but the guy in Roy, you don't even have to be able to play an instrument. It damn near played itself. Them old-timers, they didn't have amplifiers and all that shit, you know.
Was there a lot of music back in this country years ago?
Yeah, I remember when you had square dances. Have fiddle, banjo, guitar, stuff like that.
People made those instruments a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they didn't have no place to go buy them. Well, nobody to buy them with.
What kind of instrument do you play?
This guitar. Oh, I do.
Oh, it's a nice pastime. You get a lot of kick out of it, I reckon.
Yeah, I come up here and play up here at their festival.
Then. You did? Do you have a band?
No, I just played. Well, I played with a boy from over in Webster County. He's a fiddle player.
Yeah.
He came over here and played with me. We brought Ernie Carpenter from over at Sutton, the Sutton Dam, where they built that.
Yeah.
He was the last one to leave over there.
Yeah.
He's a born a grudge all his life since 56. He's carried that around with him. What did you say about fighting in World War II? You said you thought you was fighting for
freedom. I thought I was fighting for freedom. You gotta save this country from Nazism. But shit, what did you fight for? That's what we were told. We were fighting to preserve the freedom in this country. The United States government.
You don't feel the country has a lot of freedoms?
Why? No, they don't. What is it? Freedom is when you can do as you please as long as you don't harm